This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to Sahaba Profiles. Today we discuss the profile of Abd al-Rahman bin Auf رضي الله عنه. He was amongst the first eight to accept Islam. He's amongst the 10 known as the Ashara Mubashara, who were given the glad tidings of Jannah by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at once. All 10 were mentioned. And he is one of the 6 that Umar radiallahu anhu had chosen, that from amongst them they must choose the next Khalifa after the demise of Umar radiallahu anhu. And he was one of those who used to give fatwa, used to pass religious rulings in Madinatul Munawwara whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was still alive. He had the permission to make Islamic, to pass rulings of deen while the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was still alive. His name before accepting Islam was Abd Amr, the slave of Amr. And when he accepted Islam, the Prophet ﷺ started to call him Abd al-Rahman, the slave of Rahman, meaning Allah. Now, he accepted Islam 2 days after Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu accepted Islam. And as we had discussed previously, he accepted Islam on the prompting of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he went through the same difficulties that the other Muslims had to go through in those early days of Islam. And he also made hijrah to Abyssinia. He also migrated to Abyssinia. But when the Prophet ﷺ was given permission by Allah to make hijrah to Medina, then Abd al-Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu joined the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam there. And we know that it's famous, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the muhajirin, those who had made hijrah, they had absolutely nothing. So he paired them with their brothers from the Ansar, one muhajir with one Ansari, so that they had a house to live and they had some sort of income to depend on. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam paired Abd al-Rahman bin Auf with an Ansari whose name was Sa'd bin Rabi Ansari. And Sa'd bin Rabi told Abd al-Rahman, listen, I'm a man of great wealth. So I've got 2 gardens, you choose one. I've got 2 wives, I'm willing to divorce whichever one of the 2 you want. And you tell me and what half of whatever I own is yours. So Abd al-Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, this was a remarkable quality of Sahaba. They preferred to be independent. He said, look, barakallahu laka fi ahlika wa malik. May Allah grant you barakah in your family and may Allah grant you barakah in your wealth. You show me where's the marketplace. Let me go and earn my own living. What a great lesson for us. And he went there and he started small and he started trading and he made some money and then he made some more money and he started saving until he saved enough for mahar, for dowry, and he got married. And one day the Prophet ﷺ saw him with the mark that, a person who just recently got married would have. And he said, Mahyam ya Abd al-Rahman, Abd al-Rahman, I'm surprised, you married? He said, yes, O Prophet of Allah, I got married. He said, how much did you give as mahar? He said, so much of ounces of gold. The Prophet ﷺ told him, Olim walau bishat, have a walima. Even if you slaughter only one goat, but let have a walima and invite people. Barakallahu lak fi malik, may Allah grant you barakah in your wealth. And then Abd al-Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu says, Allah gave me so much of barakah in my wealth, so much of barakah in my business, that I used to think that, even if I have to turn over a rock, I'll find some gold beneath it. When it came to the battle of Uhud, he participated and he was there fully committed. When it came on the occasion of Uhud, many people had left, when the ambush took place, but he remained firm. They say he had over 20 wounds at Uhud, over 20 wounds. Some of those wounds were so deep, your entire fist could fit into the wound. But his greater jihad was the sacrifice of his wealth. It is mentioned that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to send out an expedition and he said to Sahaba that give charity so I can prepare the expedition. And Abd al-Rahman bin Auf came and said, Ya Rasulullah, indi arba'atu alaf. I have 4,000. I'm going to give 2,000 for the expedition and leave 2,000 for my family. I'm going to give half of what I have. And that is when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the dua for him. Barakallahu laka fima a'tayt wa barakallahu laka fima amsakt. May Allah bless you in what you have given and may Allah bless you in what you left behind for your family. But the moment, the real moment of Abd al-Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu was when it came to the occasion of Tabuk, the last expedition in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was a very, very expensive expedition and there was a lengthy journey and they had to go and take on the mighty Romans. And there was really a need for finance. And Abdurrahman bin Auf at that time really, stood up and he was counted. He came with 200 uqiyas of gold. Uqiyah is a measurement. And when Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu saw how much of wealth he was giving, Umar bin Khattab said, I think this man is leaving nothing for his family. He's falling into sin. He's leaving nothing behind for his family. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him that, oh Abdurrahman, hal tarakta li ahlika shay'an? Did you leave anything for your family? He said, yes, I left more than what I've given and better. I've left for my family more than what I've given and better. So the Prophet ﷺ said, how much did you leave for your family? He said, مَا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ وَالْخَيْرِ وَالْأَجْرِ. I've left for my family what Allah and His Rasul has promised in terms of sustenance, in terms of goodness, and in terms of reward. Meaning, I've given everything. Now I leave them in the care of Allah. And he enjoyed a great honor during the expedition of Tabuk. Whilst they were on that journey, at the time of Salah, the Prophet ﷺ was nowhere to be found, and it was time for Salah. So Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu was made the Imam. And whilst he was busy leading the Salah, he was about to finish the first rakat, that the Prophet ﷺ came, and the Prophet ﷺ joined the rows behind him, and he performed Salah behind Abdurrahman bin Auf. What an honor! The scholars write, can there be a greater honor, a greater bounty from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, where you are actually leading Sayyidul Bashar, Sayyidul Imami wal Mursaleen? You are leading the leader of the entire creation in Salah. This was the honor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu an. We will continue the discussion in the next Sahaba profile. From myself, Sulaiman Ravid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.